This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Sue, I have one goal that I'm going to really try to stick by this weekend. I got to unplug from politics. I really do.
I think that's a good plan.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to get away from it, watch a little football, do some stuff around the house, and go to the Veterans Day Parade on Sunday afternoon in Florissant. That's going to be fun as well. I have audio cut of the day coming up before the hour is over. Let me, if I could do like audio cut of the day for about 3 hours. Today, you know what I mean?
I have so
much material. I don't think I'll go on for 3 hours, but we'll be here on Monday as well. And I do want to mention that Ethan's going to hang out with me because Sue's off and Fred's off for Veterans Day. Look, I care about my job. I'm working on Monday.
Oh,
I don't know. Their priorities are all messed up.
It's a makeup day for you.
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about. But, you know, my friend Chris Smith's going to be here on Monday. And Chris was featured in 48 Hours. I continue to hear from people around the country that saw 48 Hours.
I'll tell you what. I watched the entire thing, and it was really good. I thought you were good. But it really is a disturbing story. Yeah. And every time I see that, I think, I don't know, good for Chris for talking about it and trying to be inspirational for others.
Well, it was shot 3 years ago in the head the night before Thanksgiving. They featured it last week on 48 Hours. You can stream it on Paramount Plus if you want to see the episode, which is called Fatal First Date. And then the reason I'm having Chris on Monday is because he's having a, look, he does not have the full use of his legs, Sue, okay?
Yeah.
And he's having a stem cell treatment that is being done in Chicago, and we're going to kind of focus on that. And quite honestly, he needs some money for this because it's very expensive, and I'm not Mr. GoFundMe, promote GoFundMes here and there and everywhere, but in this case, I'm going to promote it, so we're going to do that on Monday. Oh, and you're guy Mayor Mike's going to be here talking about stuff in Grafton as well. So that's going to be fun. Matt Pauly's going to join us. We'll do a bunch of stuff on Monday afternoon, and then everyone is back on Tuesday. We're going to talk a little bit here about the great outdoors. Brad Kovac is with us with Terrain Magazine. The Gateway Outdoor Summit is coming up at the St. Charles Convention Center in a couple of weekends. I think it's 2 weekends from this. Brad, did I get that right? Is it 2 weekends from now?
That is correct.
How are you?
I'm great. How
are
you doing?
Take us away from politics. Bring us into the great outdoors. I'm so excited. You know, I have a young little girl who's 9.5 years old, and she killed her first deer a few weeks ago. But beyond that, my friends in Columbia, we got a big area that my friend Kevin Yeager has a farm. We take the ATVs out. You know, we just have a blast. And I'm so honored and privileged because of my friends to expose my daughter to that, especially when all these kids have their eyes and ears on the iPad and stuff like that. So let's talk about some fun things that families can do, right?
Yep, happy to do it. I have some young kids of my own, girls, and I'm just so happy that they're into the outdoors like I am.
So in this particular case, though, this is not, you know, you have hunting and fishing expos that occurred. This is not that, though, right?
Correct. Yeah. You know, we have a couple of vendors who do cross into that that side of things, but really we try to keep it more on the adventure sports side because there is already such a huge market for hunting and fishing. We don't feel like we need to be in there as well.
Yeah. So tell me, what are you focusing on? Like what in particular? Because one of the things that's on the list here is big ideas for outdoor recreation in the Great Midwest. Let's get some big ideas on the air here for great recreation in the Midwest.
Yeah, sure. So that's the, so just quickly, there's the summit, which is on Friday. That's kind of a conference style event. And then there's the expo, which is on Saturday and Sunday, which is more of a, you know, expo, a trade show type.
Yeah.
But at the summit, one of the sessions we're having, we're calling it kind of big ideas. A couple of the things we're going to discuss there, trying to establish an office of outdoor recreation in Missouri and Illinois so that it's at a government level. And so that someone is sitting at that table and whenever a policy or a discussion comes up, they can take that side and speak for the folks, you know, for the outdoorists in the state. Another idea, we're trying to establish a paddling park here in St. Louis.
Oh, nice.
So we don't have a lot of whitewater here, obviously, but if we can add at least a small feature that's maybe a small drop or a little wave into an existing river and get a place where people can come, get started, learn about some class.
Try the Merrimack right about now, see how that works.
Well, funny, that's where we're looking. looking at for the paddle park. But right now it's its
not
own,
a good idea, right?
Yeah, it's its own thing right now. But so ideas like that are probably not going to happen overnight.
Creative, a little bit out of the box, right?
Exactly. Things that we can work on over the years and try to really make an effort.
A lot of exhibitors, right? So give me a sampling of what people will see if they come to this in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, for sure. So we have 150 plus booths. Some vendors are there selling inventory, so they might be selling shoes, bikes, whatever the case may be.
Might get a deal.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And some are there just telling about their organizations. So Ozark Trail Association would be an example, talking about the Ozark Trail, how you can volunteer, how you can help build trail. Other groups that are talking about cycling and public safety. Other groups that are specifically talking about events that they host, maybe marathons or other races. Mm. So, it really is a broad expanse of folks who are going to be there. You can buy things or just gather information and maybe fill in your own calendar for the next year in events and activities that you want to try.
Because these expos have gotten pretty advanced using technology, which is awesome. So there's interactive things that people can do sometimes, right?
Yeah, in our case, it's mainly physical interaction, but we'll have a rock climbing wall, which is great for the kids and adults, I suppose. We'll have a mountain bike zone where you can come and actually get on a bike, ride over some simulated obstacles.
Man, I love, when I was a road cyclist, so I was one of those annoying people like in St. Charles County on the roads that are in spandex in a group of people that you all hate, and now I hate them too because I'm not in that group. But I started getting a little uneasy about road riding just because of the safety issues, so I got a mountain bike. And then I decided I wasn't particularly fond of cracking my head into trees. But I do like mountain biking, though.
Right.
I just don't have enough guts to do it on a
regular
basis.
I don't either. That's why I'm on the road.
Yeah, so I do mountain bike. You're right. Right, though. I mean, falls happen. You just have to learn how to fall safely, just like a skier or anyone else. But you learn as you go.
Or you can just start playing golf again, which is what I did.
You can also
do that. I kind of wimped out. That was a terrible decision.
Talk endlessly about how bad you are at it.
Yeah. I've stopped saying that because I don't play anymore. I've pretty much given up anything physical. But that's cool. So the rock climbing wall, swim spot demo. There's a photo contest. What's the photo contest gallery about?
Oh, that's the magazine that hosts the expo, which is called Terrain Magazine. Each year we host a photo contest. And so this year, for the first time, we're going to have a gallery of the winners from our photo contest. So we're blowing up their photos into a large poster size pieces and having them on easels, and people will be able to walk through and really just take a moment and appreciate some outdoor art while they're there.
So, Brad, but Terrain Magazine, that's your deal, right? That's your project.
Yes. So that's a 10-year-old publication that we've had. It's basically just about getting people outside in our area. All the content is Missouri-based or Illinois-based. Destinations, activities, events, just letting people know what's available here, because I think a lot of folks still don't quite know that
we underuse our resources,
that's
right?
That's what I was going to say. I'm sure that there is a bunch of stuff and activities we can do that I have no idea exists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's Terrain Magazine. That's why we created it. And then the expo just kind of branched off of that.
I always feel stupid because there's things that, I can't come up with one at the top of my head, but then you start doing it and taking advantage. Like, wait a second, I've lived here my whole life or half my life and I haven't taken advantage of this,
exactly.
Right. Right.
And that's why, even the Katy Trail, how many people have really gone and gone down to Defiance or something like that, enjoyed that stretch of the Katy Trail? Probably not enough.
Yeah.
So just kind of run down the dates and the details again. This is in a couple of weeks, so it's not next weekend. It's the following weekend on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. So it's 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah. So the Gateway Outdoor Summit, which I mentioned is kind of the conference education style event, that's on Friday, the 22nd. And then the expo is on the 23rd and 24th. That's when all the exhibit booths will be open.
Awesome. And can you find out information on, is it Terrain Magazine's website, or is there another place you would send people?
We have a website for the expo, so it's gatewayoutdoorexpo.com. Pretty simple.
Does it cost to get into the expo?
No. We've tried to remove every barrier we can. So free entry, free parking. Just come during open hours and we'll be there.
I'm guessing food and drink will be available as well.
The concession stands at the
awesome.
Expo Center.
And I don't think that, I'm trying to look at the calendar here because I have Deer Camp in I can't remember if it's the same weekend. I don't know if it's the same weekend. Do you know? Because I'm losing all track of time because deer season would be... Oh, no, that's the following weekend. So it's the weekend before Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
So this would be great to take my daughter to because think we'd have a lot of fun going out there.
She'd like to climb that wall.
Oh, yeah. She does it at the MAC. They have a climbing wall at the MAC. Brad, thank you so much for coming in here talking about some fun things that people can do. And we'll send people to the expo in a couple of weeks. We'll put a little plug in then as well. So thanks a lot for coming in.
Appreciate it.
Great to see you. Audio cut of the day is coming up as we wrap up up a very, very stressful week. And we'll do it next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.